ಕಂಠ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನತ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, परमहंस प्रिय भजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतश्री श्रीमत डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री प्रभुपाद अनुगा की समवेत भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सिंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories of glories to Shri Shri Guru and Guranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दैवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 7. उषित्वा हास्तिनपुरे मासान् कतिपयान् हरिः सुकृदां च विशोखाय स्वशुश्च प्रियकाम्यया. प्लीज रिपीट. उषित्वा हास्तिनपुरे मासान् कतिपयान् हरिः सुहृदां च विशोकाय स्वशुश्च प्रियकाम्यय. उषित्वा हास्तिनपुरे मासान् कतिपयान् हरिः सुहृदं च विशोकाय स्वशुश्च प्रियकाम्यय. उषित्वा हास्तिनपुरे मासान् कतिपयान् हरिः सुहृदां च विशोकाय स्वशुश्च प्रियकाम्यय. उषित्वा स्टेइंग हास्तिनापुरे इन द सिटी ऑफ हस्तिनापुरा मासान मंथ्स Katipayan, a few. Harihi. Lord Sri Krishna. Sukhridam. Relatives. Cha. Also. Vishokaya. For pacifying them. Swasuhu. The sister. Cha. And. Priyakamyaya. For pleasing. Translation, Sri Hari, Lord Sri Krishna, resided at Hastinapura for a few months to pacify his relatives and please his own sister Subhadra. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Krishna was to start for Dwaraka, his own kingdom, after the battle of Kurukshetra and Yudhishthira's being enthroned. But to oblige the request of Maharaj Yudhishthira and to show special mercy to Bhishma Deva, Lord Krishna stopped at Hastinapura, the capital of the Pandavas. The Lord decided to stay especially to pacify the aggrieved king as well as to please Subhadra, sister of Lord Sri Krishna. Subhadra was especially to be pacified because she lost her only son Abhimanyu, who was just married. The boy left his wife Uttara, mother of Maharaja Parikshit. The Lord is always pleased to satisfy his devotees in any capacity. Only his devotees can play the parts of his relatives. The Lord is absolute. Om Tat Sat Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nukam karo divachalam pangum langayate girim yet kripa tamaham vande shi gurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam shi chaitanyamishwaram nama om vishnupadaya krishna prashtaya bhutale srimade bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pashata Desha Tarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Ram Hare Hare Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. We're reading the chapter called Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwaraka. And the shloka reads, Sri Hari, Lord Sri Krishna, resided Hastinapura for a few months to pacify his relatives and please his own sister Subhadra. And we're reading in the purport. The reason why Krishna stayed back in Hastinapura after the war was over and he enthroned Yudhishthira and set everything right. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. And he was ready to go to Dwaraka. At that time Yudhishthira pleaded with him to stay some more time. And seeing Yudhishthira's condition, that he was very disturbed, Krishna stayed back. This is the quality of people who are pure at heart. Although Krishna is forcing him to take a position and making way, paving the way for it, still Yudhishthira is not feeling very comfortable. Normally you should be leaping to take that position, emperor of the whole world, boom. You should be jumping and taking it, especially for those who are very interested in taking positions of power and money, etc. But Yudhishthira, since he was a devotee, he was actually very reluctant because there was a huge war that was fought and he was somehow feeling responsibility for it. And so Krishna had to stay back to make sure that Yudhishthira is comfortable and he starts his duties as a king. So this was one of the inner reasons that Krishna stayed back, and Yudhishthira pleaded with Krishna to stay back. Everything is over, you have become king, now you enjoy, I am leaving. But Yudhishthira said, no, I cannot be king so easily. I don't feel like enjoying the throne. This was the thought of the Pandavas. So people who are genuinely interested in progressing spiritually, in serving the Lord, they will see every situation with great fear. What is the fear? The fear is not that somebody will come and, you know, dethrone me. Jagannath Paladev Shubhadramai Ki. Not that somebody will dethrone me. Not that I am less powerful materially. Not that I am less capable. These are not the reasons why they are afraid. They are afraid because they feel that their spiritual life, their Krishna consciousness will be challenged. And that they value as the greatest treasure. Therefore, I don't want to take a position. But what is Krishna actually telling him to do? Never mind, you take up the position and render service to me. In it lies your security. If you take up the position and perform your duties in a Krishna conscious way, then you will be more secure. Devotional service to the Lord brings its own deep, anchored security. When we are engaged in a solid devotional service to the Lord and we are connected with the Lord without taking off on your own, then that itself is the greatest security. We should never forget that. We should not think that I know my security comes from certain things and we do that. We should do things as per the Acharya's instruction, as per Prabhupada's instruction. Security lies in following what Srila Prabhupada, as the Acharya, has mentioned. And when we follow that, in our devotional service also we will be secure. And we will be secure from Maya, we will be secure from our material inebrieties, we will be secure from many things. That is the whole trick, to follow the instruction of the Acharya. Same way Krishna, although Yudhishthira is not very satisfied, he stayed back, made sure Yudhishthira heard from Bhishma everything that he has to hear about being a king, and he made sure that he was spoken to and counseled. And then when he knew things were okay, he slowly approaches Yudhishthira and says, now it's time, I can leave. And it's mentioned that Krishna paid obeisances to Yudhishthira and Yudhishthira embraced Krishna. This was their level of understanding. And Yudhishthira knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna knows Yudhishthira is the king, I must pay obeisances to him. I am a person subservient to this king because he is the emperor of the whole world. And who is instituting him as the emperor of the whole world? Krishna. And then Krishna is paying obeisances to him. In this way, Krishna is teaching how one should obey the authority of the king. And how, by Krishna paying obeisances, Yudhishthira is reminded even more about his responsibility. The person who is sensitive to responsibility, he will accept the respect that is given for that position with great feeling. This is a sign that I should be more responsible. Because people are expecting. That is what the Brahmanas will do. They will glorify you. Krishna will pay obeisances to you. And imagine how responsible that position is. So subtly Krishna is telling, it's a very responsible position. I respect you in that position. So for a person like Yudhishthira, he becomes so careful about executing his responsibility. Because he is not wanting to enjoy his responsibility or his position. I remember once, long back, there was a very good positioned sannyasi, very popular. And he was having a lot of difficulty maintaining his sannyas, and he was going to drop off. And there was a lot of cry amongst his disciples and everything, but still everything was not taken. So there was a whole discussion that went up to my Guru Maharaj, and he was telling them that, no, should we stop paying obeisances to him? Should we stop respecting him? Because he, like this happened to him. And he was saying, no, you must now pay obeisances to him every day. Then only he will understand his responsibility. More intensely do it to make him understand what is his responsibility. So sometimes people who are sensitive to the positions that they handle in terms of service to others, they become reminded more of their responsibility when they are respected for their position. Right? Foolish people, when they are respected for the position, they may feel on the top of the world, ha ha ha, now you are respecting me. That's fool number one. He is waiting for a fall. Very soon, it's the end of him. It means he is not fit for that position. Same way as devotees of the Lord, when we put a tilak and which look like a saint, and for those inside the temple, they wear dhoti, tilak, saffron cloth, immediately people who come here pay obeisances to them. What do they expect? What do they expect? They expect that you will be able to give me instructions to go back to Godhead. You will be able to give me instructions how to stop material misery. You will be able to guide me. You will become my counselor. You will help me. Please. That's why they are respecting you. Yes or no? Yes. When a teacher walks into the class, what do all the students do? In the younger students, what do they do? Not in colleges. Colleges, they'll say, hello, you can come and teach what you want. They don't care. But the students nowadays, some culture is remaining in the schools. What do they do? They all get up and they wish him. This is manners. They teach him etiquette. Because he imparts knowledge and he tells you things that you don't know, he teaches you. So he's worthy of respect. Same way, Yudhishthira Maharaj, greatly worthy of respect because he knows how to handle that position and Krishna is putting him in place properly and he's encouraging Yudhishthira Maharaj, don't feel all the things that you're feeling, and he is not even counseling him, he is making Bhishmadev counsel him and teach him, and then he's putting him in place and then departing. So he has done this. This is a good, wonderful aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that to pacify Yudhishthira Maharaj, to pacify Subhadra and all the other relatives after the war is over, and to, you know, soothe all the wounds, different types of feelings, different types of... War means so many things happen. So many relatives die. And so many gory images of people dying, being killed, wailing, screaming, being separated. All these things are in your head. So Krishna, he stayed back for the sake of his relatives. What does this show about Krishna? It shows that Krishna is a person and he reciprocates with persons according to their feelings. Although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is staying back to satisfy his devotees. It says here, and his relatives. Subhadra is directly his relative, his sister. He is staying back because Subhadra lost her only son, Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu, you know that big, wonderful Mahabharata war in which he fought very bravely and was unjustly killed because he was very good, just a teenager, Arjuna's son, chip of the old block, like they say, he was as good as Arjuna. And so they snipped him down by using some other methods which is not supposed to be used. And Subhadra was very, very sad about that. And Abhimanyu, his wife Uttara, was also pregnant, and in this way Subhadra was very, very affected. So to console her, he stayed back. So these are wonderful aspects of Krishna. and how Krishna is feelingly reciprocating with his devotees, and how if we have a similar relationship with the Lord, with faith, confidence, then we will always be benefited. What all the Pandavas went through all along, maybe there is enough reason for them not to believe in Krishna. There's lots of reasons for them not to believe in Krishna. That, you know, Draupadi got disrobed, they had to go to the forest for so many years, and they suffered so much. They were chased by Duryodhana everywhere, and there were so many things that were not proper dealt, you know, being dealt with. So there's good reason for them not to believe in God. But they continue to, because they knew the truth that Krishna is our only protector. And finally, the result is that they get to have the maximum security, because Krishna is with them all the time. See, this is the confidence of devotees of the Lord. Whatever I go through in the material world does not matter. It is not connected with my relationship with God, really speaking. So devotees, they become stronger when materially they are challenged in the world, because they tend to depend more on Krishna, and Krishna is more with them. Because they know that beyond all these things that happened to me is my strong connection made of love with Krishna, and it intensifies our relationship. Just like we read how Bhishma Dev's relationship with Krishna is very deep. Even on the war field, it's very deeply taking place. And nobody can see that externally. Only Bhishma and Krishna know that. Although externally, Bhishma is shooting arrows at Krishna and Krishna is getting angry with Bhishma. But the real thing that is going on is a question of love. So it's all about love of Krishna. It's all about, like I say, it's a love story. Everybody likes to hear love stories. In the younger days, people are all fascinated and they're reading love stories. Lots of different types of stories. And then as they grow older, they know what it is all about. Especially after they've got married and have two kids running around. When you speak to them about love story, they look at you with a wry look. Some strange look they give you, and they turn away. Yeah, true. Maybe. So in the material world, although there is fascination, there is no proper completeness. The soul so much desires to have a wonderful loving relationship. And he tries so many ways in the material world. Being good to people, trying to establish relationship properly, working hard in maintaining all of them. But invariably it's disappointing. Invariably it's disappointing. It's designed for disappointment. That's the interesting thing to note. After trying a lot, you know, something is wrong here. What is it? This thing is designed for disappointing you. It makes you come closer and closer and closer, and then knocks you down. You see? It's meant for that. But you see Krishna's reciprocation with his devotees. Whatever happens in the material world to them, simply the relationship grows stronger and stronger and stronger. Only that relationship is amazing. Amazingly it grows. And that is available for every living entity, not only for the Pandavas and Krishna. Krishna is inviting everybody to establish that relationship. Imagine, that's what Vidura is telling Yudhishthira. You don't know who Krishna is. Little do you know. That person who is your cousin, that person whom you send as a messenger, who is your servant, who is serving you, who is acting like this for you, is the Supreme Absolute Truth. You are not able to understand. Yudhishthira knows. That's the amazing aspect of it. So much Krishna is giving himself to his devotees because of their love for him. So this is how Krishna is purchased by the Pandavas, because of their unstinted devotional service. Holding Dharma up, having their relationship with Krishna intact and never doubting anything in spite of so many things happening. They go back to Godhead happily. So what is the successful thing about Pandava's life? Many times in the material world people talk about it. What is so great? Sometimes mundane moralists, they would see after killing so many people he came to the throne. Right? Krishna incited violence. He used the Pandavas. Is it really proper? There are many moral, ethical questions that are raised by people. But those who don't know bhakti, those who don't know love of God, will never understand what is going on there. There is victory. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhuti. There is material victory that the Pandavas had. But the real victory is the devotion of the Pandavas. That is real victory. They have purchased Krishna, and Krishna is able to stay back. If Yudhishthira says, don't go now, I want you to stay with me more time. Sure. 2 months, 3 months. It's mentioned here, Masan, several months he stayed. He is purchased by Yudhishthira. That if Yudhishthira says don't go, he will stay back. He will stay back. Look at the amount of position that Yudhishthira has. What to speak of being the king? If he can tell Krishna, don't go to Dwaraka now, he can make Krishna stay back. What potency and power Yudhishthira has, more than being the emperor of the whole world, he can ask the absolute truth, don't go, stay back, and Krishna stays back. Which is more powerful, being the emperor of the whole world or being able to give a dictation to the Supreme Lord, don't go, and Krishna stays back? Actually, that is Yudhishthira Maharaj's power, and that power is born out of his devotion to Krishna. He controls Krishna by his devotion. This is the meaning of the Lord. This shows very clearly he is a personality. How can you worship the Lord and say he is a blob of light? How can you worship the Lord and, do puja and everything if you don't understand he is a person? That's the missing point in understanding the truth. People sit and argue about many things. People sit and argue about what is reality, what is the truth, what is happening here, everything. And they're not willing to recognize anybody else as a person, including the Lord. They don't think the Lord is a person. As long as you don't understand this basic truth, it's very difficult to even go beyond. You simply suffer. That's why devotees, they know the Lord is a supreme personality. He can do anything for me. All he needs is my love, bhakti. All he needs is that. That's what he is requesting. See, that is how Krishna is coming under the sway of Mother Yashoda. That Yashoda Mai feels and thinks in her Vatsalya Prema that I am the maintainer of this boy, Krishna. She feels I am the maintainer. That's a specific highlight of a Vatsalya relationship. That the person feels I am the maintainer of this person. Go inside. Don't do mischief. She takes a stick. She, tweaks his ears. All this she can do to the Supreme Personality of God. Nobody can imagine how it is possible. Some people think that even I will do the same thing. Prematurely they do it. I told you many times, you'll see some people doing that. They are in their house watching TV, drinking coffee, and hanging around. And when it comes to worshipping the Lord, they will say, Ama romba kurumbu. Very mischievous fellow he is. What adhikar, what right have you to say that? Are you like Mother Yashoda or something? You're simply jumping onto her seat, talking about positions. What is the position of Mother Yashoda? What is the position of Maharaj Yudhishthira? That is not gained simply by sitting on the seat and feeling like that. Prashada sikarostopi kakakim garudayate. Kaka, the crow also sat on the Garuda Stambha and said, Kaw, kaw, I am Garuda. You can see that in the Garuda Stambha will be sitting the crow. It seems the crow is thinking, why only Garuda? I am sitting on the Garuda Stambha and I am also making noise. See this, kaw, kaw. Does he become Garuda? Kaka kim Garuda ayate? Will he become Garuda? He will not become Garuda. Right? So it doesn't mean that if you know the great feeling that Yashodamai has, you also jump into that feeling. Very mischievous you are. I will hit you with a stick. This is not the way to worship the Lord. You cannot prematurely assume that you are in a great position. This is foolishness. You see? This is foolishness. Vinashyati maudhyat yata arudro abdijam visham. Oh fool, don't think that you can become Lord Shiva and drink all the poison. You will be finished. Vinashyati maudhyat. You mudha, you will finish. Same way, we should have the adhikar by virtue of our devotion to assume that position. You see, Yudhishthira is not assuming a material position. Although he has such a close relationship with Krishna. So in the material world, people foolishly want position. They are hungry and lusty for position because it gives them power over others and they can enjoy the rasa of having power over others. That's the most important. Lording over others, controlling others, power over others. That is the subtle rasa everybody wants. Sometimes people occupy positions even though there's not enough money. In it, not enough salary. That's okay, I get to lord over so many people. Hey, come here, go there, do this. That's what they feel great about. And that person says, yes, yes, I'll do. I will do it in such a way that you have 10 more things to do. And there are people underneath you envying you for what position you have. So when you tell them to do something, sure, I'll do. I'll do it in such a way that you'll be in trouble. And then come in front of you and say, I don't know, I did whatever you told me. In this way, they'll harass that person. When there is a world full of people who want each other's position and they are struggling and fighting with each other, nothing gets done. Simply everybody enjoys position and envies each other. See? But the position that a devotee is having is nothing compared to the position in the material world. Just like for Yudhishthira Maharaj, the position that he has with Krishna, that he can command Krishna, is nothing compared to becoming the emperor of the whole world. It's nothing. Peanuts. So he already holds a very great position. It's nothing for him. He does it as a matter of duty for Krishna. Okay? That position is dependent on my position with you. In this way, a devotee handles material positions. Material positions in the world, or a position within the institution created by Prabhupada, is a position that is dependent on our position with God, with Krishna. What is my relationship with Krishna? What is the level of devotion I have for Krishna? Accordingly, concomitant with that, we can assume responsibilities and positions and execute them. That's the meaning of that. That is why Yudhishthira Maharaj is being given that position by Krishna, because he knows what a devotee Yudhishthira Maharaj is. Where does he stand? You see, where does he stand? That is why he is putting him in position, making him comfortable, and don't worry, you will do it. You will do it okay. I will be with you. Why? You are my devotee. This is the same thing he told Arjuna also. Don't worry, all of them will be one. The battle will be won, you will be victorious. I am with you. See, I am with you. So therefore a devotee's greatest strength is his devotion to Krishna. On the basis of that he will perform many other material activities. Or on the basis of that he can assume positions for the service of the Lord. This is very important for us to note. That is the highlight of a devotion, of a devotee and Krishna's relationship. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nittai Gur Prema Anande. Any question or comment? What is the relationship between position, responsibility, and attachment? Yeah. Good question. When we are talking about material positions in the world, it's very, very attractive. Even Indra is attracted to his position. He secures his position, he fights anybody who raises a finger against his position. Or a threat. Positions in the material world give you a sort of a sense gratification, which is very deep. It gives you a recognition for, makes you somebody, gives you an identity. So people seek that very much. That's material position. And along with every material position goes a responsibility. So there are people who execute that responsibility, seek material positions and execute that responsibility. Right? The demigods are all persons who are very responsible in their positions. They foray into a lot of sense gratification here and there, but their responsibility they will execute. When something is wrong, they will go up to Brahma, they will go up to Krishna, Vishnu and pray and put things right and ask him to come, set it right. They take responsibility. And as a side byproduct, they have the chance to enjoy sense gratification also. So because they are in positions, they can enjoy greater sense gratification. They have access to more wealth, more opportunities for sense gratification. So these are all the side benefits from a position. Sometimes these side benefits become more important to a person than the responsibility that accrues from that position. Then he is in trouble. That you can see in the modern world, the leaders are all like that. They want to use their position and attract all sorts of favors that can come to them. And when they indulge in these favors, they don't execute their responsibility. Or they have taken up it only for the sake of the, you know, side benefits, the perks that come from it, without having the position, responsibility, capability for it. Right? So this is the way it works, that if you take responsibility, then you should be given authority and position. But what the material world people want is authority and position, but I won't take the responsibility. This is what is the fight. Or when I take a position and I want to be responsible, then the subordinates will feel that I won't support you because I'm envious of you occupying that position. I'll make it difficult for you. So the material world is tussle for occupying position, enjoying the benefits that accrue from that position. That goes on. So the challenge for many people is to stay there and execute the responsibility and fend off all your enemies, plus execute the responsibility, plus get your sense gratification. Rarely people are so good that they can execute the responsibility and enjoy sense gratification and hold the position. Some of the demigods do it regularly. But in the material world, one of them is out. They get weakened and they drop off. You see. Then, of course, there is attachment to that particular position. So that's an important thing for us to know. That Yudhishthira Maharaj and all of them were not attached to the position. At the right time, they instituted Parikshit Maharaj as a king and left with absolutely no attachment to the treasury, to everything that accrues from that position. They were able to leave and go. That is wonderful. Detachment is a great wealth. Attachment is a great wealth. So what do devotees do in positions of responsibility? That is, we should follow the path of Yudhishthira Maharaj. that you execute the responsibility for the sake of Krishna, not anticipating any extra mileage on sense gratification, but just execute it for the sake of Krishna, train up the next person, put him online and keep going. This is a difficult job for most people to do. Retirement is something that people don't like. They are very addicted to their positions and the gratification that comes from that position. So these are a few things about responsibility, attachment, position, etc. I don't know what exactly you meant to ask. This is a general question, so I'm giving a general answer. That's very common. Question is, what happens if one becomes excessively attached to that position without having the capability for executing that responsibility? That is very common in the material world. All the politicians are like that. All of them are unqualified mostly to occupy the positions they occupy. You will do all sorts of politics to retain your position. You will play politics to retain your position. Then it will become an organization filled with incapable people in responsible positions. All of them playing politics to retain their positions. And they are very afraid of capable people. The capable people, they will attack them. This is a regular phenomenon everywhere. They will spread rumors about them and attack them. Because they are a source of great threat. Possible, quite possible. Because I execute my responsibility properly in a responsible position, I can become attached. That's why if you're a devotee, then you won't become attached to that position. If you're not a devotee, then you can become attached. You can get all sorts of awards, rewards, Nobel Prize, everything. And people will say, he's good, let him do. Give him extension. 5 years extension also you give him. Suck from him more and more. Let him be attached. Some amount of attachment is encouraged in the material world, because if you are not attached to your position, you may not execute the responsibility also. Some sense gratification that accrues from certain things is allowed. Right? Otherwise, what is the juice in it? Why should I take the responsibility, you may think. So it's inbuilt. But over a period of time, a person understands, if he is responsible for his own personal life, that enough of this type of responsibility, I should spend my energy in executing devotional service to increase my relationship with Krishna. Then he can become better. Right? Any other question? Which Mataji? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, how do we check ourselves from Sahajiya mentality?
How, where is this question from? Where, how do we check ourselves from Sahajiya mentality? Just check yourself. Associate with people who are not Sahajiyas. Understand what is Sahajam. Making things that are spiritual very ordinary. Understand what you should do and what you should not do. And associate people who shun Sahajiya mentality. Then normally you will be all right. You will come back to normalcy. If you associate with people who have tendency for Sahajiya type of activities, then you will also become more and more like that. It's a very dangerous thing. It's very easily influenced. I mean easily influential. So we should be careful about it. Associate properly, read Prabhupada's books and understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Sahaja means ordinary. Sahajiya means one who makes everything extraordinary, ordinary. He makes Krishna ordinary. He makes deity worship ordinary. He sees a Vaishnava ordinary. The Shastra says a person who does that, his place is hell, Naraka. अर्चे विष्णु शिलाधीर गुरुसु नरमति वैष्णवे जाति बुद्धि सच ए पर्सन यो वै नरक ही सहा ही इज फिट फॉर लिविंग इन हेल दैट इज हेलिश मेंटालिटी सो वी शुड शन इट वी शुड नॉट सी द डीटी फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड थिंक इट इज जस्ट अ वुडन फॉर्म वी शुड नॉट लुक एट अ वैष्णवा एंड थिंक सो वाट ही इज जस्ट अनदर ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन दिस ऑल सहजम टेंडेंसी इज वेरी वेरी कॉमन so it's up to us to check it, and that we can do by awakening constantly our Krishna consciousness, reading and discussing the subject matter, and keeping ourselves in good form in spiritual life. Don't slip. Sahaja means materialistic. That's all. Ordinary. That is very easy for us to fall into, because that's where we came from. Your question, Srikant? You have to practice it. That's what Krishna is telling. It will not start working from the beginning only. It comes out of practice. Bhakti is not something that is within your control that, see, I am practicing bhakti, it should work now. It's got stages in it. Adau, Shraddha, Tata, Sadhu, Sangha, Tata, Bhajana, Kriya. Like that, Anartha, Nivriti goes on right up to perfection. So, it doesn't work like mechanical engineering or chemical engineering, that instantly this formula should work, it should happen like that. It's a cultivation, Prabhupada says, in Nectar of Instruction. Bhakti means cultivation. So you have to practice, you have to cultivate and gradually grow it, and then it happens. It is not zero or one digital. It works in a different way. In other words, anartha nivritti takes time to happen. Don't be impatient.
But loss is always more peaceful approach compared to subtle things, spirituality, consciousness.
Yeah, you mean the gross things are easy to approach. That's the meaning of conditioning. That's what is the meaning of material life. Material life means we are conditioned to gross matter. And we are comfortable with gross matter. And now that we have learnt that there are other subtleties involved, including our subtle body, thoughts and everything, gradually we have to work at it by the process of Krishna consciousness. So it is not easy, true, but we have to depend on Krishna and gradually set it right. And Krishna is informing us that there is proof that people in the past have done it. And Srila Prabhupada has told us how to do it, and he has given us information. Sometimes certain types of proclivities, they can be adjusted in the right way. It's not that we have to stop everything under the sun. Certain things can be done in the dovetailed in a nice way and done so that we are Krishnaizing it. It's not that you have to stop. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagyam Uchyate. That's why we need expertise to advise how to Krishnaize certain things. Under that expertise, that's why Guru is required. Tad Guru Meva Bhigachet. Must have Guru who teaches you, and gradually things change. Okay. Any other question or comment?
Yeah. Question. For a long time we are in the question, so that only we are getting attached. So
Yes, in the material world they try that. You get attached, leave one thing and get attached to the other one. It doesn't stop you from getting attachment. You're attached to material energy and material things. Then it is a little painful to leave one, but the prospect is there that you can get attached to the next one. So we go ahead. So it doesn't cure you of attachment. It just changes the situation. So really speaking, to give up material attachment, we should develop, you know, attachment for spiritual. Then we can really give up material attachment. That's what Krishna is advising. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasovarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Developing a greater rasa and mellow will help us to make this cheaper. I don't want that. Really enjoying that. See, that's why chanting of the holy name, reading Bhagavat, associating with devotees, reading, you know, doing with service along with devotees, all this creates a different taste. And afterwards, if you go back to your older thing, you're saying it's not good. Although I'm attracted to it, it's not really very tasty now. You can see that. That means you have developed a higher taste. You've been exposed to a higher taste. So you'll give up the lower taste. Any other question? Yes, Mataji? We are progressing in material? Means your material desires are increasing. You are progressing in curbing your material desires. Yeah. How do we know? Yeah, good question. Is that whatever you were very attached to, you can be without indulging in it. That is a sign that you become progressively detached. You see, I don't need to drink chai, coffee anymore. I don't need to see movies. I don't need to go to the bar. I don't feel that's required, important. I can see that I can spend my time chanting Hare Krishna, doing kirtan, bhajan, dancing, reading Bhagavat. A higher taste is developed. You can see the difference. That is how people become devotees. Many times people come and they are horribly entangled in the material world. But they eat a little prasadam and they associate with devotees and they are very easily able to give up other things. Right? So we know that. And when we are not doing that fully, it means that we need to intensify our association, reading of Bhagavat, chanting Hare Krishna and everything. That is the call. So we must do that. It's not that at the same pace you can continue. We must also intensify our practice. Then accordingly we will get result. If you remain in the same place and expect big results, Krishna is not a fool. He will say, step up, put the feet on the gas, press the accelerator, spend more fuel, and then you will get what you require, HP. Otherwise, he is not going to give you. No, I want to remain in the same place with the same this thing, I want that. You jump and reach for it. You have to do that effort. How much you strive, how much you are interested, how much you put energy into it, how much you want it eagerly, that much you get. Very clear? Yes, Mataji. Slowly you talk. Seniority based politics, yeah. Where in your working place? Yeah. Just get out of it. Simply get out of it. No, you have to tolerate it. Because that is how it will be in the material world. In the material world, everybody wants that. If you don't know to play politics, you'll suffer there. That's what is the... It's the hard truth is that if you don't learn to play politics, you can't climb the corporate ladder there. At least you won't even be able to stay where you are. So everybody does that. And if you don't know how to do it, if you be a devotee there, Hare Krishna, I am humbled, you will get trounced upon. The big, you know, tent trucker will go above you. So you have to learn what to do. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they both were great politicians actually, ministers. And what did they do in devotional service? They gave up their responsibility. And Nawab Hussain Shah, he said, don't give responsibility, I want you. So he came and he wanted to arrest Sanatana Goswami. He said, get lost, I am taking a higher responsibility. So he used all his experience. Sanatana Goswami was imprisoned by the Nawab Hussain Shah. Either you be my minister or put you in jail. I won't leave you because I want you, I possess you. I know your wealth, which is soft wealth that he has. I'll give you all the money, the treasury is under him. Sanatana Goswami, he cared two hoots for it. And Nawab Hussain Shah knew this fellow very intelligent. Best thing to do is to physically imprison him. And what did Sanatana Goswami do? Using his experience as a minister, he told the warden of the jail, here is 8,000 gold coins. Send me out. He bribed him. He bribed him. He's a devotee. He's such a great devotee. He put 8,000 gold coins. He got a cryptic message from Rupa Goswami. One nice poetry. And he understood from that, okay, I understand what I'm supposed to do. He took 7,000 gold coins, it's mentioned, sacks. How did he get it inside the prison? Because he has influence. He knows how to play the politics. He's inside the prison, he's a minister. How does he get 7,000 gold coins inside? How does he get a message from Rupa Goswami? He has power. He used it. He told the jailkeeper, I'll give you money. You take it. He said, the money is attractive, but what will happen if the king comes to know that I did this to you? He'll kill me. He said, don't worry, I'll give you a pakka answer what to say. You say it, nobody will catch you. Then still he's hesitating. Then he puts another 10,000 gold coins. And he says, he systematically does it to him. And his tongue hangs down. He said, don't worry, nothing will happen. You just tell that Sanatana Goswami, he went to pass stool on the bank of the Ganges. And then suddenly he leaped into the Ganges and he died. And the weight of the chains that were on his this thing drowned him. You tell him, the king will believe. I know him. I know what to tell the king to make. Because he simply tell that, I'm telling you. Then the fellow looked at him and said, correct, I'll tell him that. Because I have confidence that if what you tell I follow, the king will listen. He has confidence in Sanatana Goswami's words. He took the 8,000 gold coins and let him. Sanatana Goswami jumped in the Ganges, swam across and left. Crossed over. He just threw the money. Again, he had his servant with him carrying 8 gold coins. Because he thought, I'm not carrying anything, no danger anymore for me. But he came to a motel right in the middle of this place. And then an astrologer there made out that he is carrying 8 gold coins and told the landlord, this fellow carrying gold coins, take it from him. He's got a professional astrologer to tell him who's carrying what. So, this is their racket. So, the landlord was very nicely treating him. Sanatana gave him a good food to eat, gave him this thing to eat, gave him that, this, everything. Sanatana Goswami became suspicious. Because he's a minister. He's a political man. Then he turned to his servant Ishan and asked, are you bringing any money with you? He said, yes, I got 8 gold coins. He said, give 7 of the gold coins. He gave 7 gold coins. He went straight to the landlord and said, these gold coins I am carrying with me, they are for you. Because he knows that this fellow is thinking of killing him. He's so experienced. He used his political, you know, experience and gave the gold coins to him and said, immediately that man said, you are such a nice man, I was planning to kill you tonight to take these gold coins. But since you have given me, you are so saintly, I don't want it, keep it with you. Then Sanatana Goswami said, if you don't take it from me, somebody else will kill me on the way and take it. Better you take it. So these are not political words. Better you take it. Then he became more thrilled with him. He said, I'll send you 4 men to make sure you're protected and take you across. He's not using his politics. He used it for becoming Krishna conscious. But he has no value for that. He has no value for the gold coins, for the position, nothing. His value is for Krishna consciousness, for getting to Lord Chaitanya and serving him. Right? So devotees also, you should be materially smart also. It's not that I am a devotee, yaar, do anything you want with me. Trinadapi suni chena taroriva sahishnuna. I get no promotion, I get trounced upon, no increment, nothing, I get booted out. And then you come here and say, why I am following principles of Krishna consciousness, it doesn't work. It doesn't work there. That's not the place to employ it. You see, that's why Prabhupada told us, be a lion in the chase and a lamb at home. There you be a lion. Roar, don't touch me. Because you have to protect yourself, you have an earning, and you need to maintain your family and everything. So that's important for your Krishna consciousness. That gets disturbed, everything gets disturbed. So if it needs to play some politics there, do it. Nothing wrong to keep your roti, kapda, makan together. And don't say publicly, Maharaj said this to anybody. It's already becoming public anyway. But you learn to do that, what's required, to protect your Krishna consciousness, not your position materially. So that, in that position you can earn. And I'm not asking for a favor from you, I'm not asking for an increment, a promotion or anything. Leave me alone. You mess with me, I do what I know to do. So they keep away. Vandamba, these people with the tilak and the chanting bag, leave them alone, they don't do anything to you. That message you send across. That's all. Not politics, it's protection. Now you understand. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nittai Gaur Premanande. Amen.